It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Sophisticated cockroaches tweak their mating rituals after adapting to pest control.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. What you got?
I just saw a stat that it said the average...
Save it for the stat of the day. What are you doing?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Too soon. Oh, you don't think I already have one,
so
Jay?
Excited.
Of course, I already have a stat of the day. This is just
a bonus.
You know, an extra little fact.
Okay.
It's not even a stat. It's
fact of the day.
On average, a human can hold their breath between 30 and 90 seconds.
Mm.
Do you find that to be true?
I find holding my breath more difficult than it should be, I think.
Yes.
I'm not very good at it.
I am terrible at it.
I'm going to try it.
Terrible.
All right. You keep talking and I'll go and I'll see how long I can do it. Okay. Ready? Go.
And I do think that it's, you know, maybe sometimes when you're underwater, mm-hmm. you're more motivated to hold your breath. And so it's easier to do it longer. But are you talking under your breath?
No, I'm holding my breath, but I can still talk. You have to let some out.
Okay. That's fair, I guess. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that still counts.
Yep.
What?
Well, I'm not breathing in.
You could be underwater, Steve, and talk. How long do you think you can hold your breath, Steve?
Longer than you think.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it, Steve.
Well, what did you say? You said 60 to 90, right?
30 to 90 seconds is average.
Ooh, I'm being a little woozy.
I used to try to do it, you know, the pool in Harrington had, you know, like the ladder that went.
Should I go in there?
Out.
What do you think?
Huh?
Should I go in there? Should we be concerned?
No, let him be. He's fine. He'll come back.
Okay.
Most of the time, you just got to catch your breath again. You'll wake up, and he'll be fine. Unless you know, knock the mouth or anything.
Oh, gee.
Something's going on in there.
He's awake again. I got you at 42 seconds, bud.
Thanks, Kev.
That's not bad.
That's like average.
Oh, my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is average. It always makes me very... it freaks me out when you see people who can stay under the water for a long time. Where you're just like, you guys should come up.
Yeah, but you don't fall and hit your head.
Come up. Because you're underwater and it is...
You're more motivated.
You are. You're more motivated for sure. But there's a kid that I know that... comes up to the lake at my brother's lake place, and he's one of those that can just swim underwater, it seems like, forever, to where you're like, somebody go check on him.
Yeah,
and then he'll just pop up and he's all happy, and I'm like, wow.
World record under the water, 24 minutes 37 seconds.
Oh yeah. I don't understand how the people do that.
That feels like they're cheating.
Is that the Wim Hof thing or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't Wim Hof known for teaching you? Yeah.
Oh.
What do you not know about Wim Hof?
I apologize to
what do
both
you know?
You and Wim.
Do you know Wim Hof, Steve?
Is that a first name and a last name, or
Wim
just a last name?
Hof.
But that doesn't answer my question.
Yeah.
Yes, Wim.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm breaking it up.
Yeah.
Hoff.
W-I-M.
This is for you to type it in.
H-O-F. Yeah. Well, he looks like he can hold his breath a long time. He just looks rugged.
Oh, he's a man. That guy's a man. Yeah. I can't remember what all he does. He does the holding breath stuff. He
does it in like cold water or like ice?
Yeah, I don't know. He sits on ice cubes a lot, looks like.
Ice cubes?
Yeah. Or maybe that's a glacier.
Might be his thing.
Yeah.
Because I do.
Oh,
know
they
he
teach you how to do it. He teaches
stuff.
You how to do it, Kevin.
Right?
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm
great.
Saying.
Yeah.
You could guided Wim Hof breathing.
Oh, baby.
Oh, there's like an instructional video.
Well, there's step by step. Looks like
he's an extreme athlete noted for his ability to withstand low temperatures. He previously held a Guinness World Record for swimming under ice and prolonged full body contact with ice.
Yeah, not you know. No offense to Wim or anyone else.
Holds a record
not interested.
For. barefoot half marathon on ice and snow. I've just heard that if you learn his breathing things, you can stay underwater forever.
But where am I using this at?
Swimming. Like, you don't have to do the cold part.
Yeah, that's true.
Also known as the Iceman.
Right.
Wim Hof. Yeah, look him up. He's something else.
Yeah, he's a motivational speaker and extreme athlete.
Did we just say that?
Feels like it.
Yeah, you did. And I don't know why. I just wanted to get the Iceman.
Well, because you just finally looked it up and you were excited.
Yeah, it's true. He's 6 feet tall. You didn't say that.
I didn't. I didn't say that he was 65 and married to Ola. No, he's not. They got divorced.
Oh, dang it.
Seems like he'd be a tough guy to live with. Mm.
Although, this is kind of weird. I don't think I've ever seen this before. There's a question mark for when they got married. It goes question mark to 1995.
None of your business is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who knows?
Right.
He probably made her hold her breath.
During the ceremony? How does it feel like there's only one Iceman? It's Val Kilmer.
I like what you did there. You made a good Top Gun joke.
Thank you. I liked what you did. I liked what you did with the whole story. Steve, yours was...
Boy, that's ice cold.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Down.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The same thing happened on my Little League baseball team. That's why I wasn't a pitcher.
Nepotism?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Or a football quarterback.
Yeah, boy.
Absolutely. If your dad is coaching and he doesn't put you at quarterback, that's just like the worst dad.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, I just wanted to mention this. I don't know who this person is that just texted this in. I don't have a name attached with this particular number. But we were talking about dads during that little rejoin there. And she sent pictures of her dad who passed away in 2022 and said, well, but been my dad's birthday today, would have been 80. Just spreading smiles today. Spread smiles today after she was telling us about, you know, that the fact that her dad passed. I loved the attitude of, you know, spread smiles today. So I just wanted to say throw your name on there if you wouldn't mind, because I'd love to be able to address you by name. But that's a great way of looking at that. And hats off to you for approaching it like that. You know, obviously you miss your father, but...
Sure,
you
have some good memories.
Right, exactly, Kevin. And the pictures that she sent, she's been like a little collage, and there's funny pictures, and everybody's laughing and, you know, smiling. I'm like, but it's a great way of remembering him. So, well done. Shoot us your name, and I'd like to, you know, give you credit for making my day anyway. So thank you for that. All right, Kev, we got to do it. You said we got to rank them. I'm ready to rank them. Let's do it.
Boy, you know something?
I got to give you the music, bro.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
I know I threw you off with your timing there because I wanted to say thank you to the texter, but yeah, I apologize.
It's something that just doesn't happen very often nowadays.
Okay.
And that is TV shows that make it 10 seasons.
Oh, man, yeah.
I saw this list pop up of the greatest TV shows that made it at least 10 seasons. Okay, and so I started thinking, wow, I was thinking of shows that I knew that I'm like, okay, that, is Friends in there?
Yeah, for sure.
But then was Friends enough seasons?
94 to 04.
That's 10 seasons.
Yeah.
But did it actually get 10 seasons? Or
I think
it
did, yeah. I think it was
9.
I think it was 10. I can double check, but I think it was 10. By the way, I hate the internet. Did you see the thing that was going around? I mean, it's been a while, and then it got into my feed because I must have clicked on a friend's video or something. Just the whole, oh, they're coming back with a new show in 2025 it was like they went through this whole trailer thing. I mean, wait a minute. Hold on. I think it's
okay. Right, there's no way that Friends has 10 seasons because it's not on the list.
It's been a couple years, but I was wondering if maybe we could hang out.
Yeah, and it starts with this whole maybe we could hang out, and it's going to be on, you know, Max, and it's going to be 2025, a big reunion. They even mentioned Chandler's funeral and all this, and then they're like, apparently the whole thing's fake. And I thought, well, who does that? I hate the internet. Why do they do stuff like that?
Okay, this is dumb. Friends is at number 31. It also ranks number one on the best sitcoms of all time. But for shows with more than 10 seasons, it only ranks number 30. And it was right at 10 seasons.
Oh, so it's the worst list ever.
Yeah, who made this list?
Well, because here's the thing.
They break them out into categories?
No, they just break them out into staying power. I mean, honestly, when you look at number one, you just go, well, yeah, in everybody else's
Simpsons?
Face. Because 33 seasons.
Yeah, so it's the Simpsons.
Of the Simpsons.
Yeah.
MASH. Mm-hmm. MASH was another one that was...
What were they, like... Well, they weren't that long.
12 seasons.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Modern Family's got to be in there.
Then another one that you just go, well, yeah, it's hard to argue with this. For more than five decades,
right,
Sesame Street has been a beloved educational staple. And you go, okay, yeah. I'm not mad at you for putting it on the list. It's Sesame Street.
Law and Order, which has been, SVU is like, that's 28, maybe?
Oh, good call.
Something like that.
Number four, and I do agree with this one. I just watched... Somehow I got on some reruns of this the other
but
day.
But it's not longest.
Cheers.
It's best, right? Isn't it still?
Yeah, it's.
But they're
it's
saying
the
that.
Best shows running over 10 years.
Yeah, with that body of work, it's hard to say that, you know, 30 some years isn't better than 10. I see what
right.
you're saying, yeah.
Any show to keep going,
yeah, well, geez,
30
what about,
years is
what about
bonkers.
Soap operas, Kevin? Are there any of those in there?
They do not count them.
Okay, that's probably good, because they're all like 50 years, I feel like.
Oh, The Young and the Restless is going to be so
do
mad.
Do you ever go back and watch any Cheers episodes?
I'm trying to see if I'm trying to remember if I don't think I have seen any of that. There's a couple of stations that run a lot of those older shows.
Yeah.
But
I don't remember where, I think it's just on Hulu. It somehow got me onto Cheers, and so that'll come on a lot of times
when I'm
done watching something else. It's great.
Yeah.
I forgot how funny that show was and just how likable all the characters are.
Absolutely.
It's very good. So I don't mind that one being at number four. Number five, Married with Children.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
Another one that made it 11 or 12 seasons. I do remember thinking that show was so funny back then.
I like the magic of
it. It was different from anything else.
Of the 10 seasons. That's kind of, I feel like, a good cutoff point for TV shows.
True, true.
Now we don't even get close to it.
Yeah, if it hasn't already surpassed it, it's hard to have a new show.
I just feel like there's no new shows that are making it 10 years, probably.
I feel like no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Happy Days is at number 6. The X-Files is at number 7.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Law and Order SVU, finally, there it is. Number 8 on the list. Well into its 23rd season.
There we go.
That show's awesome.
Yeah,
that show is awesome.
Good call.
South Park makes it at number 9, and rounding out the top 10, Family Guy.
Oh, quite a few cartoons.
Yeah.
You know, because
the characters
they last
don't
forever.
Age.
They just last forever, Steve. That's the beauty of it all, isn't
it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, again, the characters don't age. A lot of times they don't want to go try to act somewhere else because it's just a voice, and the voices are.
I'm trying to see which other shows are still running right now. Supernatural's at number 13.
Oh, nice.
And that's been on for 15 seasons.
Okay.
And it is still running.
Does Saturday Night Live
SVU.
Not count as one?
It's a great question.
Is that
Saturday
like a
Night
opera?
Live, number 15,
oh,
Steve.
There we go.
Glad you asked.
Yeah, there you go.
38 seasons.
And CIS is not in there? They've got to have been around for 20 years.
NCIS is, Jay. They are down the list here, but there's Bones, and then there's Law & Order, Modern Family, ER,
Ooh.
CSI. NCIS,
all the initials,
Criminal Minds,
all the initials,
all those shows that can just go forever.
Yeah.
They're so good because you know all you have to do is just think of another way to kill someone and then investigate it. Right?
I don't even think you have to think of weird stories,
what?
Kevin. I think you just go, you know, you just follow the legal blog somewhere, and they probably come up with an idea. You don't even have to create one; it's probably right there in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that easy.
I'm
kind of
glad they didn't include the soap operas. I feel like they would have just dominated the list.
Yeah, soap operas are... And do they even really count? You can't just keep changing the characters and you can't kill somebody
and
then bring them back. I mean, you can, but that's not real TV. That's soap opera stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of those, I think, have started like in the early 60s, I think. So, yeah, you don't got
you have a show right now, like Survivor should have been on here, and it's
yes,
not.
Yes,
I
like
get
that.
It. It's reality.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it still should have been on here. Do you know?
Oh, did they have any
Is there a show
shows?
Right now that you hope makes it 10 years? A show that you currently watch.
So all reality shows are off the table?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like, that again, those just recreate, new people.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a show, but it is. If you take those out and you take soap operas out,
You really have to love the show to want 10 seasons of it. Like, I love Ted Lasso, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know if I want 10 seasons of Ted Lasso.
Mm. Yeah. What about Yellowstone, Kevin? Okay, really?
I would just.
By the way,
like,
did you start seeing
five of them?
Did you start seeing the preview? The preview.
I have not.
Yeah,
no.
They're doing little teases now.
Oh, we're getting closer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not until November 10th, but it's still.
Right.
Boy, I can't think of anything that's really current that I would think. Yeah, that's what I want to see for 10 years.
That show's so fun. I'd like to watch 10 years of it. Yeah,
I mean,
it is weird.
Chicago PD is my one that I would probably lock in on.
Okay.
As long as they stop getting new people, because you know how after you get used to certain people and they do about the first 5 years with the same cast, and you maybe you'll lose one or two, it's fine. And then you lose almost all of them, and then you're like, well, I don't know, I kind of like that other one that you said you wouldn't pay as much money to, and then they got mad and they left.
Yeah, that is a bummer. I do not like that part. And that's the other amazing thing. If you can keep a cast together over 10 years.
Yeah.
That's special, too.
Yeah, you're
and
lucky.
That's, again, why the cartoons are the easiest.
That's right.
That's fair. You know what show that, that I've watched since its beginning that's now through season 6? So it's getting there.
Okay.
You ever hear of The Rookie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. It's on ABC. It's a pretty good show. I wouldn't mind seeing 10 seasons of that.
Okay. It had the same guy.
Yeah, right? Like Nathan Fillion.
That's what his name is, yeah.
Okay.
You know which guy that is, Steve? You know which guy that is, Kevin?
I do, yes. Yeah. I've seen this show.
And he was,
I mean, I haven't seen the show, but I've seen, you know, previews of it.
And he was in Castle forever.
Yeah, I like that show, too.
Yeah, and that one was just short of 10 years.
Was it?
Yeah. That was a long run for that show, too. He was good in that show.
Yeah.
Very good. Steve, let's get, you know what?
Thanks.
The Big 99.9.
Oh, it's genuine.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hello, everyone.
Kevin James.
Tomorrow's game will be the meeting between the two, beating both first.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are y'all?
Oh, great. You from Spokane?
Does it sound like I'm from Spokane?
I'm just curious. I don't like to judge. I just like to guess.
Actually, I am from Kentucky and Tennessee.
Very nice. How long have you been in our area?
Since 2021.
Very, very good. And are you enjoying Spokane, or how would you rank it?
Yeah.
And you're not going to hurt my feelings. You can be honest.
Well, to be brutally honest, I do love it up here. It's a little bit cold for me.
Sure. Well, it's a little bit cold for me, too, and I grew up in Minnesota.
Fair.
So,
or we say Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah. I love that. That's great. Yeah. So do you...
don't you know?
Yeah, sure there. Gosh, she's good at that. That was impressive.
Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, sure there. Friend, you have people who are from the Great Northwest there, or what?
Actually, yes. I have... my husband is from Minnesota, and so we have family in North Dakota. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
That's wow. Amazing. Do you plan on staying here for a while, or is this just a little passing through?
It is here for a while because we have grandbabies that are here. So.
Oh, very sweet.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Well, that's awesome. Gosh, I was going to ask you something else now, and I've forgotten what it was. All right, well, I guess...
Ask her how much money she makes.
Okay, well, that wasn't...
I don't know. I was just trying to think of the dumbest question you could ask.
That wasn't going to be it.
Zero.
There you go.
She retired.
Yeah.
I am.
Do you guys, are you sports fans, Lori?
Yeah, somewhat.
Do you have teams you root for?
Yes. Of course, I'm always rooting for the Titans because we did live in Nashville for about 20 years. So.
Okay, makes sense, yeah.
And, of course, we like our hockey team.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Preds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I love the Predators. Very good. Okay, well, that's good. You come by that naturally. All right, we're going to play a little trivia game here. Have you heard or played Beat the Show, like, even on the radio before?
You know what? I think I have heard it once, but I really don't know how to play it all. So if you could just educate me real quick, I'll do my best.
Absolutely. I think you're going to do great. So there's 7 questions, and you get 60 seconds. There's a little music bed that plays. Don't let that distract you. But you get 7 questions, and you can pass, and then... You know, if at the end of the 7th question, you still have time, we'll go back to that question and see if you now know the answer to it. So, you know, if you get hung up, the key, I think, there is go ahead and pass, and we'll try to come back to it. Make sense?
Sure.
Okay. So the category is eyes, and now you just have to decide who you want to challenge. You can challenge me, or you can challenge Kevin.
Oh, I'm going with Kevin.
Okay. I don't know what that means
all
for
day
sure.
Long.
She's only heard it once, and she already knows that.
Yeah, I'll go with Kevin all day long.
Yeah. Kevin, get out of here.
I'm going to take it. You know what? I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Yeah. Love it.
Absolutely, it's a compliment.
Oh.
Not the first time you've heard that, right, Kevin?
I'm sure it's not. He's gone.
Oh, okay.
All right, Lori. So pass if you get stuck. Here we go. 60 seconds as Steve has your questions.
All righty, Lori. What is the popular car game where a person picks an object saying the letter it begins with and other players try to guess what it is?
Pass.
Yeah.
This reptile that is associated with the ability to camouflage has almost 360 degree vision. What is the animal?
Pass.
Close Your Eyes is a song by what band that recently performed at the Coeur d'Alene Casino?
Oh, Parmalee.
It is Parmalee, Jim. Name the basketball player who is nicknamed the Brow.
What the?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know any of these.
What?
Pass.
What the heck? What?
Okay. What is the medical term for someone who can't see far away? Or just what would you say to someone they can't see far
legally
away?
Legally blind? I don't know.
GoldenEye is the 17th film of what movie franchise?
James Bond. Mm-hmm.
What is another word for a person who can be hired by someone instead of like the police department to undertake investigatory law services?
Yeah, that's hard.
Wow. Private eye.
Wow. Okay. All right.
She got it in though.
She got that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Lori, hold on for 1 second. Kevin's going to be so mad at all of these questions.
Why? What's wrong?
He's going to be mad. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Lori,
I'm back.
Oh, I'll ask you a question momentarily. Actually, Lori, how often do you get to see your grandbabies?
I'm actually on the way to pick them up right now.
Very smart. Oh, that's very nice. Okay. All right, here we go. Hold on for a second, Lori. Kevin, here we go. Prepare for anger. Ready? And go.
Oh, no.
All right, fine. I'm sorry. What is the popular car game where a person picks an object saying the letter it begins with and other players try to guess what it is?
Card game?
Car. C-A-R.
Oh, I thought you said card.
Pass.
Oh, so it does make it better. Okay.
Yeah.
This reptile that is associated with the ability to camouflage has almost...
Chameleon.
360-degree vision. Close Your Eyes is a song by what band that recently performed at the CDA Casino?
That's Parmalee.
excuse me. Name the basketball player who was nicknamed the Brow.
Okay. Anthony Davis?
What is the medical term for someone who can't see far away? Or what would you say there for someone who can't see far away?
They're farsighted? No, nearsighted.
GoldenEye is the 17th film in what movie franchise?
James Bond.
What is another word for a person who can be hired by someone instead of like a police department to undertake investigatory law service?
Let's see how we did today. The first question I want to ask Lori. Lori, did you think he said card game?
I did.
See, that's what I thought he said, too. And then when Kevin said car, did. I was like, oh, it's I spy. I see what you're saying. So you're doing your car game.
Yeah.
I spy with my little eye. I was thinking of a card game, and I was completely lost. Okay.
Me, too. Yeah.
All right. 1-1.
My bad.
Well, you're fine.
This reptile that is associated with the ability to camouflage. What did he say?
Nothing, don't worry.
I said it's pretty bad.
All right.
Carry on.
I'll take that. This reptile.
You were going to say iguana, Lori?
I started to, yeah.
I mean, Yeah, you get the question, Steve.
Oh, reptile.
Kevin got it right.
Associated with the ability to camouflage, has almost 360-degree vision. Chameleon.
Yeah, 2-1.
Close Your Eyes is a song by what band that recently performed at the Coeur d'Alene Casino?
Lori, phoned a friend. Kevin got it right. 3-2.
Parmalee, yeah. Name the basketball player who was nicknamed The Brow. That got a laugh from Jay.
It did. I was like, well, I mean, Kevin's going to get that, but not a ton of other people. 4-2.
Anthony Davis. I mean, he's moderately. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I know. It's also an NBA question. Yeah. You know.
What is the medical term for someone who can't see far away? I was looking for nearsightedness.
Nearsighted. That's what Kevin said. Lori said legally blind.
She's not wrong either. I mean, that is.
Yeah. Technically, if you can't see to drive, you're legally blind.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, she's right.
I mean, 4-3.
And an answer to backup, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
GoldenEye is the 17th film in what movie franchise?
Everybody got James Bond.
Yeah, James Bond.
5-4.
And what is another word for a person who can be hired by someone instead of like a police department to undertake investigatory lawsuits?
Kevin didn't get to the private eye. Lori did. 5-5. Lori. What?
Investigatory?
I know.
How do you say it? I can't say it.
Investigator?
No. Yeah.
We're just trying to say investigator?
No.
Investigatory is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know if it's right or not.
Yeah. I think that's a word. Is that not a word?
So,
it's just such a hard way to ask that question.
It really is, yeah. Lori, you know, I'm going to give you a choice here.
Okay.
That I don't normally give to people. But I feel like you're new-ish to the area and to the Beat the Show thing. So
yeah.
I do have a very limited number of Coyote Country sweatshirts, hoodies, if you will. And you said
you absolutely love one.
Yeah, you said you don't like the cold much.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like one of those?
I would absolutely love one of those.
Okay. Can you hold on for 1 second so we can get all your information, Steve, get size and everything, and we'll work it out, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Lori, hold on for a second, okay?
All right.
And thank you for listening. We appreciate that. And then, you know what? I should have her pick a number then for the Indaba coffee. Lori, can you then pick a number for us?
Caller number one.
Look at her go.
Oh, caller one.
Caller one's going to get yourself a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters because they present Beat the Show.
And Dama Dama Doo!
Investigatory.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Now says 81 today, 87 tomorrow and Wednesday. Yeah.
Is that right?
Nearly 90.
What?
And then into the low 70s by like Thursday, mid 70s, and then back to more normal, but a couple of steamy ones.
Kevin James.
One big steamy one. It doesn't sound good, Jay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Oh, Lila had texted in at the end of after we got done talking to Lori to say, ask Lori if she charges money to spend time with her grandbabies. That was funny.
Oh, a little something from yesterday's show.
A little recall from the listener letter yesterday.
You know, I'm going to bet she seemed like the type that wasn't.
No, not at all. Yeah, she doesn't seem like they're...
Not at all.
Now, well, she said she made zero, so she obviously does not charge.
Yep, so there it is. Yeah. Okay.
That's investigatory behavior right there, Jay.
Oh, man.
The number is 100, by the way.
100.
Oh. 100. That is today's stat of the day. 100 times someone has done this summer.
Oh, this summer?
This year,
skydived.
Season, whatever. No, gosh, I hope not. Find a better hobby.
Right,
that's dangerous.
Golf?
Jay, that is it. I just saw a buddy of mine post that he, yesterday, it was him and one of his guys that he golfs with all the time, and they were all excited. They had played their 100th round of golf.
Yeah, it's pretty
rare.
For
the year.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that is a lot.
And I'm going to have to get five more in to get to 100.
Yeah.
Strokes.
What do you think you're at? Do you know?
Oh, boy.
You played more this year than you played in a long time.
Well, I mean, I play sometimes indoors because they have one of those little simulator things, and I'm like, well, we have an hour and we can go. You can play in an hour.
Right.
And that's about all you get. So probably on the simulator, I'm going to say, I will say 15 times. Outdoors, I will say between 5 and 10, like close to 10.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah. I thought you were way more than that.
I wish. Well, there was a time there, Kevin, when I was doing all right timing-wise, and then I kind of... Actually, you know what? I played... No, it's got to be more than that, because I played while I was on vacation.
Oh, see,
but then the problem is you go like 3 weeks and you don't play at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like I haven't played since the middle of August, so that's been, you know, almost 6 weeks. So that's where it gets away from you.
What is the thing that you have done? So obviously golf is the answer for that guy.
Right.
He is, you know, it's the thing he's done the most this summer.
Yeah.
I was just kind of curious, what is it that you've done the most this summer? Like, you've gone on the boat blank many times. We've gone camping this many times.
Those would be great ones.
And obviously no one's getting to 100, right?
Not for camping or boat. Well, boating? No. Probably not. No. That seems to really...
But it's like... You get to at least start looking at these things and going, oh, yeah, we went for like 38 hikes this summer.
I was
going to
say it's more of like a walk.
We made it a point.
Yeah, more like we went on a, you know, my wife and I went on a walk or a family walk or walked the dog at the park or whatever. I feel like it's more something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it has to be something that you've really kept track of, knowing that we made it a point to do this more than anything else this summer.
Yeah.
Steve, do you have anything that you would qualify for this?
Nap.
You know what? You have been real good at it.
Yeah, that's a good job of scheduling those. Yeah.
I've been a real all-star when it comes to that.
That's awesome.
They call me the brow of napping.
I bet they do. Interesting. I mean, I think the only thing I have that's even close is I've tried to be more regimented. That's hilarious.
Good word.
Thank you. That was only for Kevin. Because for a while there, was very inconsistent with workouts, whether that was whatever it was, running, whatever. And this past summer, I was way, way better at it because I just kind of made it an appointment. And that's the only way I can remember to do it or force myself to do it. No, I get to do
it. Yeah.
No, I get to do it, not I have to do it.
Right, right.
So I just approached it differently. So that's the only thing that's probably close, because I certainly didn't get 100 naps.
I feel like it kind of counts, but you try to do that year around too.
Correct. So it's not summer related.
Right.
Except for when it's outside.
Summer. I mean, mine is, fortunately, unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I obviously like doing it or I wouldn't keep doing it.
Right.
And that would be weddings. I think that we...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
With my...
Yader.
Business or whatever, I think...
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I lost track. I think we are
at
number.
You gotta be there, don't you?
I think this weekend's gonna be like 40 something.
Oh, okay, yeah. I guess some weekends are just 40 one. Weddings. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, and you only. Yeah, I only will do one wedding a weekend.
Right. Yeah.
I don't like to. But I have guys that work for me or whatever, and then so there are other ones that add up.
Sure.
But it's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
When you start thinking about it, that's a lot of. That's a lot of weekends and a lot of going and doing stuff, but it's also cool when I think about, like, you know, if you average 150 people at a wedding over a summer, that's a lot of people that you were around or helped, you know, helped them celebrate. It's kind of cool.
Heck yeah.
It's a fun thing. Where you can feel good about it.
But. Cole said jeeping off the
jeeping,
text line.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great one.
A little four buy-in.
Yeah. Little, what do you call it, Steve, when people like take their 4x4s and they go out in the up the sand dunes or the mountains or in the mud or whatever it is, off road? What do you call it?
Going on an adventure.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.